As high summer temperatures settle into the region, dogs may be at risk. Hayes Police Department Community Service Officer Ethan Henderson stops by to share some safety tips on this episode of the Post Podcast.
There's not a law against it, having your dogs in the car, but we can go the animal cruelty route if it becomes too hot, because you also got to understand when your car is off, that heat inside your car is hotter than it is outside. So we want to make sure that if you are going somewhere and you plan on taking your dog, try to leave your car running if you can. If not, then don't take your dog. Don't take any animal with you. Just try to think that if you feel like it's too hot outside, it's probably too hot for your animal as well, because they have fur and everything else.
And it can get really hot, in especially in a sealed up closed vehicle in the sun. It gets like incredibly hot, incredibly fast, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of videos out on YouTube of, I've seen a couple of professional athletes that have sat in cars where it's 100 and some degrees outside, but inside their car, it's twice as what it is outside. So, I mean, that's what you got to take into consideration. If you're taking an animal with you somewhere and you plan on going inside somewhere, you got to think about that.
And as a community service officer, one of the things you get to do is like cruise around town and kind of see what's going on, right? And I'm curious if you want to speak to also to, you know, like best practices maybe for dogs that are left outside all day. I know some people keep their dogs outside, some keep them inside. But for those that are outside all day, what are some things that you need to do to help keep them safe in the heat?
So if you're going to leave your dog outside while you're at work, make sure you've got an area where it's shaded. Make sure you've got plenty of water out there for them. You just want to be aware of that. And also, if you can, install a doggy door where they can go in and out. But if they're outside, try to have a shaded area for them, so at least they can get some shade and cool down. Because, I mean, it's what you got to look for. Because their pads on their paws are a lot sensitive than our feet. So, I mean, if you got concrete, it's going to be twice as hot for them on their feet than it is for us.
You know, I'm curious on this, on a little bit less serious note. You know, I see the little doggy shoes. Is that really a good idea? I mean, I know this is probably maybe outside of your scope, but it seems like it might protect the pads, but also then you're going to get it. It's going to be covered and even more hot.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not really for sure, for sure on that one, but
it feels like a California thing more than anything else.
I mean, it's always worth a shot. I mean, if you can find dog shoes out there that are actually built for coolness, I mean, give it a shot. See what happens.
Well, doggy tennis shoes, maybe
some Crocs, or maybe those socks that have like the individual toes for their paws.
I don't even have anything to say to that.
I mean, a lot of people use them for
this
hunting.
Is your tangent, James. I'm just saying.
Truly. But yeah, I mean, I think about, you know, how hot that, because you're right, that concrete. And if you, like, I remember somebody at some point said, you know, put your hand on it. Because most of us are wearing shoes in the summer, I think, if we're walking on concrete, right? But if you put your hand on it, you feel that. I mean, that's what they're feeling on their feet. And they don't have a choice. They're standing on it.
Yeah.
Or laying on it if they're trapped in an enclosure.
Yeah. And I mean, if you think about it, if you go to the city pool and you're walking on the concrete where it's not, there hasn't been any water, you're walking barefoot. I mean, that's how hot it is for them. Maybe even worse because of their pads on their feet.